We're going to the book of Revelation today, chapter 10 and verse 4. The Bible says, "Now when the seven thunders uttered their voices, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, 'Seal up the things which the seven thunders uttered, and do not write them.'" I heard the story a little while ago about a little boy who was born with some physical challenges that eventually meant he had to have surgery. Now, even though he obviously remembered the ordeal of the operating room, he never really knew why he needed the procedure. His parents chose not to talk about the underlying causes that led to the problem. So, later in life, when he got curious about why he'd had that painful procedure, he asked his parents why they'd never told him about the disease that led to the operation. "We didn't want you to use the disease as an excuse not to succeed in life," they told him. And you know something? They had a point. In today's world, we're very quick to look for a reason we can't help ourselves. We say we're social misfits because we had a bad childhood. We say we're violent because it's part of our genetic makeup. We steal because we have no choice. We're forced into it. If you give someone a reason to live at a lower level than God intends for them to live, oh, they'll do it. That's why there is no reason for sin. One of the questions I get asked most often is where sin and evil come from if God is perfectly loving and just. And while the Bible gives us lots of details in the story of where sin comes from, it doesn't really give us a reason for its existence. Because, of course, the moment you have a valid reason for sinning, it's not really a sin anymore. There are some things in life it's just better not to know. Even in the absence of a good excuse for sin, we're pretty good at finding a reason to do it. So you can imagine what we'd be like if we had a solid excuse. We'd take it to the bank. So, now ask yourself, why God would choose not to tell us certain things? In today's passage, John is suddenly told to stop writing. "The stuff you just heard," a voice tells him, "don't you write that down." When you take into consideration God's insistence in the book of Amos that he doesn't do anything without informing us, you've just got to know that if God says we don't need to know something, we really don't need to know it. Apparently, there are some bits of information that wouldn't sit well in a sinful mind. Kind of like knowing about the disease might have given that little boy an excuse not to live his life to its fullest. So God draws a line in the sand, and for our own good, he says, "That's on a need-to-know basis." And of course, in our prideful generation, where we think everybody's entitled to everything, that doesn't always sit well with us. We're not exactly friendly to the idea that we're not on equal terms with God. But the truth is, we're not. And that means when God says we shouldn't know something, he knows what he's talking about. Which, of course, makes a solid relationship with God all the more important. Because as you get to know him, and you study what he has made known, it just builds your faith for those moments when he's not going to tell you. And of course, that's just a better way to live.